We find it enriches our life.
The rewards are massive.
I worried about my dad's love having to be shared out.
Every year, Fostering North Yorkshire looks after over 300 children in fostering placements across the county. From babies to young adults, they come from many different backgrounds and have many different needs. But these young people all have one thing in common. They're all looking for a caring family to help them feel safe, secure and happy.
My favourite thing is making new friends.
You do have moments you think, what the heck have I put myself through this for? But the rewards are just really great in comparison to what you've gone through.
In this four-part series, we go behind the scenes of Fostering North Yorkshire. We meet those who keep the system running, some of the amazing carers and the inspirational young people themselves.
You do get people that say, that's such an amazing thing that you're doing.
It can be a lifesaver.
So, what does it take to become a foster carer? Episode 1. Could you foster? Every year, tens of thousands of children across the UK need foster carers while they can't live with their own families. Just like any other child, they need to be looked after, go to school, hang out with friends. Just like any other child, they need a home to go to at the end of the day. Just like any other child, they need someone to be there for them.
It's crucial. If children can't be safely looked after by their own family and do need to come into care, then our fundamental belief is that they should continue to live in families and they should live in local families. Families have made a big difference to our own lives, and we know it is the best way for children that have had difficult times to recover and recuperate.
That's Pete Dwyer. He's the corporate director of the Children and Young People's Services for North Yorkshire. He stresses the importance of children being fostered in places close to home.
We have more children living in foster care percentage-wise than other local authorities. And importantly, they're living with North Yorkshire carers rather than living with private agencies. I say that not out of any disrespect to those agencies, but on the basis that they're more likely to be local if they are North Yorkshire carers. And it's really important for young people who come into care to be able to retain important connections that they've got. Sometimes that's with their schools, sometimes it's with their birth family, sometimes it's with their friends. That's more likely to be achieved if they live locally.
Martin Kelly is the head of Children and Young People's Resource at North Yorkshire County Council. He helped create No Wrong Door, a service that provides care and support to young people with more complex and troubled backgrounds. He spoke to us about what makes the fostering system in North Yorkshire different.
It does have an excellent record. The biggest challenge for North Yorkshire, because it's such a large county, the largest in England, is that we need to find enough foster carers to be able to find the right matches for children. So we're always on the lookout for foster carers, whether it's somebody that's got very little experience to carers who perhaps have worked for an independent fostering agency and can come into to work for North Yorkshire in something like No Wrong Door, where they're working alongside some fantastic specialists in terms of psychologists, the police, speech and language therapists. We've got a whole team, and the foster carer becomes part of that team, so they become a real professional working with a range of other colleagues, something that it's very difficult to find in any other fostering arrangements anywhere else in the country.
No Wrong Door ensures that children's needs, no matter how diverse, are addressed within a single team of trusted and skilled workers.
This project's aimed at looking at the young people that we would traditionally place in a children's home environment. So we're trying to move those young people into foster care or into a family environment that's much more of a natural arrangement. They are what we call hard to place. Sometimes young people that are hard to engage, perhaps they've had multiple placement breakdowns. So this really is a project that is innovative. It's certainly the only one that we've got so far in the country that works in this way and has foster carers coming in to work alongside young people in a children's home to develop a relationship with the young people first. And we know that the strongest thing for any child in terms of making it a success, no matter how complex and difficult they are, is the relationship that they build with carers. So building that relationship first within a children's home for the young person to then move into a permanent fostering arrangement really makes a significant difference.
Just as there is diversity in foster children, foster carers need to come from a variety of backgrounds and have different skills and qualities to help meet the needs of young people in foster care. Pete's own experiences have inspired him in his work to get a variety of people interested in foster care.
I love this agenda and working with foster carers. I was brought up, my parents were foster carers, so I was used to foster children being in the home where I was growing up. And we encourage people to think seriously about it, regardless of their circumstances. So we're keen to see a single people come forward. We're keen to see couples come forward, whether they're heterosexual, gay and lesbian couples foster for us. There isn't any restriction that used to exist around the age profile of the carers. It's if people have got some capacity to give, then we are interested in talking to them and working with them about what's appropriate. People play different roles in fostering as well. Sometimes people prepare children for permanently for adoption. Sometimes people foster and then that leads into adoption. Sometimes people do short break work and just have weekends where they care for children. And sometimes that's for different age ranges, for teenagers or for younger children. Or sometimes it's for children with complex additional needs. There's a whole range of conversations we could have with the right interested people. What is crucial is the capacity to give, the feeling from an individual or a couple that they care passionately about this agenda and that they have got space in their lives to give to other people.
And someone with that capacity to give is Alison.
I've been fostering for about 4.5 years. When I worked in Surrey, we had a panel each week as part of my role. We had to look at placing children in foster placements or other. And we weren't in a position to be able to do anything then, but I used to read the panel papers the night before panel, and some of the stories that I would read, you know, the things that some young children have been through that adults, many adults I know, have never had to face, and that made me want to help. But back then we weren't able to. We travelled a lot, we had a job where we lived in with students, and we weren't able to do anything about it until we moved to Scarborough and we got a bit more settled. For us it took longer than we expected. I think it was almost 2 years, but I think it's a lot quicker now. And it also, because we lived in lots of different places, we travelled in lots of different places around the country, there was a lot more research to do. I do think it's quite thorough. I think the social workers now know more about me than any other person because of some of the questions that they ask. It's very deep, but it's worthwhile in the end.
So what's it like for a foster child to settle into a whole new family?
It depends on the child and what they've been through, what their experiences are and what their expectations themselves are, I think. Liana has started sort of making welcome posters and things that she tends to stick on the door. I think that helps. They're all very excited when somebody new is coming. And it's all very emotional, I think, for the first few days, but things settle down.
When choosing a foster family, the process is thorough to ensure that each child is suited to the home they are being invited into.
It's a process of negotiation, really. They talk to you about which children that you think will fit well within your family, and they consider the children that you already have, both your birth children and any other children placed with you already. And we try and talk to the others about any new children that we're getting, so they know what's happening. And I think you do get quite excited, don't you, Liana, when somebody new is coming, particularly the young ones.
Mm-hmm. The first person that we fostered, I expected to be mean and horrible, but was very nice, actually. My favourite thing is making new friends.
You get challenging behaviour sometimes. That's always difficult. Also, I think when the children disagree, and then you worry about whether it's going to be, is it worse because the children are fostered? Would it just be the same with your own? And I think most of the time it would just be the same. It's just sometimes siblings fall out. And I think saying goodbye sometimes when children have to move on, that can be difficult too. We have evening support groups and daytime support groups, just so we can actually meet everybody. And we talk about, you know, the problems, we talk about what's going well. That's good. And then you have a link social worker who also supports you, visits you in your home and talks to you about any issues you might have.
And it's thanks to families as welcoming as Alison and Liana that the foster care rate is steady in North Yorkshire. And that's a steady rate that Pete and Martin want to keep on going.
The care population's coming down in the county, but we are still keen to grow the number of foster carers.
We're after all foster carers to come forward, or all prospective carers to come forward, whether it's for No Wrong Door or whether it's for any other type of fostering. What I would say is if anybody's ever thought about it, at least pick up the phone and have a conversation, and, you know, talk to people who've either experienced fostering or who can give some guidance about what fostering is like. We have most of our foster carers, and we've got many across North Yorkshire, give us some fantastic feedback about their experiences. We've got foster carers that have fostered for 30 or 40 years and hundreds of children.
Definitely look into it. I think we all worry about, you know, will it work? Is it a good idea? How will it affect the rest of my family life? There's lots of different types of fostering, and not all types will fit all people. But if you go and talk to a social worker about it, go and find out what might suit you. Definitely go ahead. It's very rewarding.